Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Let go, big fellow! I am Silver!
Tim Peavy published the Beaver City Herald. When he heard a certain piece of news, he couldn't wait to break it in his paper. He rushed to spread the information to the afternoon crowd in the cafe.
Hey, gents! Fellas, listen to me.
It's Tim Peavy.
What's
happened, Tim?
Quiet down, boys, so you can all hear me. I got news you'll all be glad to hear. Jane Martin is going to get the contract.
That's great, Tim.
We're glad to hear it.
Good for Jane.
Tim, you dead sure about that?
I wouldn't say so unless it was a true fact. You bet I'm dead sure.
How do you know?
I was talking to the government agent. He's on his way to the Double M Ranch right now to sign the contract with Jane Martin. Boys, I'm so all fired glad to see old Tex Martin's daughter get a decent break for a change that I'm going to buy drinks for the house. Up to it there, Baldy. Pass them out.
I'm passing here. Well, I'm hanged if I know for why.
What's that you say?
You've only been around Beaver City for a few months, Peavy. You don't savvy what you're talking about.
Jane Martin?
Who is she?
She's old Tex Martin's daughter. Tex cashed in his chips about 4 years ago, and Jane's been trying to run the Double M Ranch ever since.
Not doing so good?
Well, she'd have done all right if it hadn't been for Slick Watkins. He wanted to buy the Double M, and Jane told him to go hang. Then he figured to put Miss Jane out of business.
Watkins raises mules, don't he?
So does Jane Martin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, just like her pa.
You all fixed up, boys?
Yeah, thanks, Baldy.
Thank you. All right.
You say Watkins tried to put the Double M out of business.
Yeah, the ornery sidewinder. For the past 3 years, he got the contract from the government for mules. He got it because he cut the price down low. He lost money on the sale.
That was an ornery trick.
Jane wouldn't meet his price. She always put a fair price on mules and stuck to it. The result was she didn't sell the mules.
But you say she's made a deal this year.
Yep, and at a good price.
I wonder what Slick Watkins will say when he hears that the Army is to buy Double M long ears. If I know anything about Slick Watkins, he ain't going to take it sitting down.
Slick Watkins won't take it sitting down, Tonto.
It was the Lone Ranger who spoke when Tonto brought the news to a small camp near Beaver City.
Watkins will do something about it.
That's what everyone in town say.
I don't know what he'll do.
We stay near. Maybe we find out.
Came here in the first place to see if we could help Tex Martin's daughter.
That right?
She has the Army contract. She won't need help.
Maybe need help more than ever.
Tonto, you may be right. Mount up.
Where we go?
We'll try to find out how Watkins takes the news.
Steady, big fella.
That's good.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
Utah Jackson had been foreman of the Double M since before Jane Martin was born. The faithful old man's joints were stiff with age and his eyes had grown dim. He was repairing a line fence when his ears caught the sound of hoofbeats. He looked up, saw the blurred outline of a horse and rider, but his failing eyes didn't identify Jane Martin until she was nearly upon him.
Ho, ho, Brownie, ho! Steady there.
Oh, Miss Jane.
Utah, what do you think?
Thanks alive, Miss Jane. Why are you riding this far from the ranch?
Utah, what? Look at this paper. This is what we've been waiting and hoping for.
I can't read that kind of writing.
It's a contract, Utah. A contract that's all signed and sealed and witnessed. We've sold our mules to the Army.
Well, I reckon it's all right.
Doggone it, Utah. You act as if you were sorry we made the deal.
Oh, tain't that, Miss Jane.
Then what is the matter with you?
I'm thinking about Slick Watkins.
What about him?
He ain't going to let us sell to the Army and not do something about it.
Let him try.
We've got to be mighty watchful, Miss Jane. Hang it all, I sure wish my eyesight was better. We'll have to watch everything that goes on around here from now until we deliver the mules.
All right, then. We'll watch everything that goes on. Now, come on back to the house with me.
I was fixing this here.
Let it go for today. Come on with me. We've got to make plans for hiring some new men to deliver the mules.
We'll be right back.
that next to the house there. Looks like something white is standing there.
It's a horse.
A horse, huh?
There's a man standing next to it.
Stranger?
I don't know whether he's a stranger or not.
Well, what do you mean? We ain't far away. You can tell at this distance if you know the critter.
I could, yes, if I could see his face. He's wearing a mask.
A mask? Juniper, a masked crook. It's Watkins doing. That's what it is.
Now, take it easy, Utah.
Yeah, I can see that critter now. By thunder, he is wearing a mask.
You keep quiet and let me talk. We'll get to the facts a lot sooner. Oh, boy, oh.
Oh.
All right, stranger. Start talking.
I'm waiting to speak to Jane Martin.
You're speaking to her.
This here is Miss Jane.
Miss Martin, please don't be misled by this mask.
Never mind the slick talk, stranger.
It's Utah.
You haven't changed, have you, Utah?
What's that you say? You talk like we was acquainted.
You wouldn't remember me.
Who are you?
I was one of your father's friends.
Oh.
We got nothing but your word for that.
I hear you sold your mules to the army.
What if I have?
What happened to Slick Watkins?
Why?
Hasn't he always taken a loss on his mules to undersell you?
Yes.
Oh, that polecat done his best to bankrupt us so he could get this outfit.
Has he abandoned those efforts?
Not by a darn sight. He's done all he could to hurt us. Why, only last week he hired some of our ranch hands away from here.
Look here, stranger. I don't know how or why we got that contract. The fact is, we've got it. Now, what's your interest in the deal?
I wonder why Watkins let you have it.
Well, let us. He didn't let us. We got it in spite of him. He's likely tearing his hair out in chunks and cussing all over the place because we beat him out.
You're wrong.
Don't tell
Watkins
me what...
didn't even bid on that contract.
I know what What's that you say?
He didn't bid.
He didn't even try to sell his mules to the army.
Well, of all...
In fact, he was pleased when he learned that you had made a deal.
Well, that I won't believe. That I've got to see. The sidewinding polecat would walk barefoot on live coals across the desert at noon in July to put us out of business. Why, he don't...
Utah, will you keep quiet?
Oh, leave me alone.
You, said he'd hired men away from you.
That's right. We ain't got a man that's been here more than a few weeks. Watkins has hired all of our old ranch hands away. He must pay him whopping big wages to get him. Some of those boys was downright loyal to Miss Jane.
I see.
That's why I say there's something mighty curious about Watkins being pleased that we got a contract.
I just wanted to make sure he hadn't changed.
Well, changed my eye. He's the same cussed polecat he's always been.
Lay the cards on the table, mister. Why are you here?
As I told you, Jane, I was a friend of your father, Steady Silver.
But that man...
I hope we shall meet again. No,
hold on. I want to ask you some questions.
Hold Silver. Hold Silver, oh boy. Easy, Steady Big Fella.
You see girl at Double M, Kimasabi?
Tonto, I saw several things at the Double M. I saw old Utah. He's nearly blind.
Oh, that's bad.
Yes. And I saw evidence of Watkins' work on a remote part of the range. I saw enough to convince me that the Double M Ranch is in danger.
But what we do?
That depends on Watkins. We can't act until we know his plans. Father Tonto, there's a job waiting for you.
Slick Watkins sat at a desk in the small room that served as his office on the 3W Ranch.
Hey, Watkins.
What is it, Bart?
Come here in the kitchen.
Bart Williams had been associated with Slick Watkins for several years. It was he who handled the unsavory details of certain enterprises.
What's the matter, Bart?
Look around the kitchen and see for yourself.
What's the matter with the kitchen?
You don't see anything, do you? Well, that's the trouble.
What?
I come here to get the grub for those Double M hands we're holding prisoner. There's no grub for them or for our own men. No sign of the cookie.
That Chinee has run out on us.
It sure looks like he had.
Well, there's Pete outside. Maybe he's here.
Hey, Pete. Come here.
Well, I was aiming to, Mr. Watkins. The boys over at the bunkhouse a little bit worried about eating.
Yeah?
Why? What do they know?
Well, Beetle seen the cookie leave the ranch about an hour ago. No one seen him come back.
Why didn't Beetle say something at the time?
Which way'd the cookie go?
I don't know, Bart. Beetle seen him riding double with someone on a white horse.
Who could that be?
We've got no white horses here.
I know that, boss.
Well, how could a stranger get past the guards?
He could get past if he suspected we had guards. He could take a section of fence down somewhere along the line.
No, Cook. This is a fine thing.
Well, what about our eating, boss?
Say, Slick, you you think the Chinese will say anything about what goes on around
here? I'm not worried about that. His kind have learned that it ain't safe to see anything or hear anything.
I hope so.
Even if they do see or hear something, they know it ain't safe to talk about it.
Boss, that burned, we gotta be fed.
Well, Pete, can you cook?
Oh, now, boss, you know what happens to a cook that ain't fair to middling. The kind of ranch hands you got on this outfit would be mighty rough.
Someone's got to cook.
What I might do for the prisoners, they ain't got no shooting hardware. But it'd be plumb suicide to try to cook the 3W boys.
See who that is.
An engine.
What do you want?
Me hear the fella come with message for cook.
Well?
Him go away?
Yes. I'd like to know what that message was.
Well, maybe relative of cook gets sick. Maybe that's why him go away.
That might be it, Slick.
You need cook?
Can you handle the job?
You pay cash?
You'll be well paid. Step in.
You better start right in, Slick.
You can try the job, Indian.
Me name Tonto.
All right, Tonto. You can try the job. There's one thing you got to get through your head.
And what that?
You're not to leave the ranch. You're not to see too much. And you're not to ask questions. Follow those rules and you'll be well paid. In cash. Break them, and you'll be paid off in lead.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Our story. The cook from the 3W Ranch remained in the Lone Ranger's camp during the 2 days that Tonto took his place. In the middle of the third night, the masked man was wakened by the gentle pressure of Silver's nose against his shoulder.
What is it, Silver? Why did you waken me, big fella? Someone coming, huh? Get ready.
While the sound of a horse making its way through the woods came nearer, the masked man pulled on his boots, strapped on his gun belt, and tossed the saddle on Silver's broad back, and it cinched up. It was Tonto who came into the clearing.
Old fella.
Have any trouble getting away, Tonto?
Guard watch. Plenty close. It's not easy to leave ranch.
Does anyone know you've left?
Not yet.
I've written a note for the regular cook. I'll leave it so he'll find it when he wakens.
Him still here in camp?
Sleeping right over there.
Oh.
Yeah, when did you learn it's the 3W?
Some of Double M ranch hands there.
That's what Utah said.
Them prisoners.
Prisoners?
Ah.
You mean Watkins is holding them against their will?
That right.
I see. Watkins is playing for keeps.
Ah. Him got plenty big plan. Me hear him talk to partner.
Let's hear the details.
As Tonto talked, a plan took shape in the Lone Ranger's mind. When the Indian story was finished, the masked man tightened the cinch of his saddle.
Steady, boy.
Watkins is playing for big stakes.
Isn't that right?
May have to kill his prisoners to protect his interest. He must be ready and willing to do even that.
I'm ready.
We'll have to move fast.
Steady now.
Easy.
On Silver.
Get him up, scout.
Utah snored heavily in the small shack he'd built between the Double M Ranch house and the bunkhouse. His sleep was suddenly broken by a soft voice and a firm hand on his skinny arm.
Utah, wake up.
Where are you going?
Get up. Get on your feet, Utah.
What's the idea? Ain't daylight yet.
You remember my voice?
Yes. Doggone it, I remember. And that mask. What's the idea? What are you doing here?
They've got to ride to Parker City.
Right fun we have.
To start right now, and you've got to persuade Miss Jane to go with us.
Well, of all the downright cussed nerve.
Utah, I'll tell you the facts while you're dressing. I'm sure I can convince you that I'm on your side and that the trip is important.
Miss Jane! Wake up, Miss Jane. We gotta ride to Parker City.
Otto's right over there with saddle horses.
You'd better be sure of your facts, mister. I don't like to get up in the middle of the night to ride horseback.
Well, you got no cause for complaint, Miss Jane. When you get to Parker City, you can stay there. We gotta ride all the way back here again.
Why not tell the sheriff about those prisoners?
Because Watkins has gone too far with his plans.
I'll play out the hand. But Utah, let me warn you. If those mules aren't delivered on time,
then I... Don't you worry, Miss Jane.
Please, trust us.
I don't know why, but... But I feel that I can trust you.
I hear your horse.
Thanks. Let's get started.
Easy.
Get up. Come on.
Get up.
Slick Watkins and his partner were at breakfast.
What's this I hear about the cookie?
Chinese back on the job.
Where was he?
I don't know, Bart. I got up this morning. He was on the job as if he'd never been away. Tried to find out where he'd been, but he wouldn't talk.
Just give you that fishy grin, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
What about the engine? Where's he?
You tell me.
How'd he get away from here? How'd the Chinese get back without being seen? I thought we had guards.
You can't watch the whole line fence.
Say, maybe the Chinese knifed the engine to get his job back.
I wouldn't put it past him. Did you get any word from the Double M this morning?
Yeah, Slick, I did.
What's the story?
Most of the Double M mules carry a 3W brand right now.
Most of them? Well, what about the rest?
The boys figured it wouldn't be safe to change the brand on the mules that was pastured near the ranch house.
Mm-hmm.
Old Utah wouldn't see the changed brand, but the girl might notice it.
When are the rest of the brands to be changed?
Utah plans to start the drive at noon today.
I know.
They can't make Parker City in one day. They'll camp on the trail tonight. That's when the boys will run a couple of lines on the rest of the mules.
Tell our men to make sure Jane Martin doesn't get close to any of the changed brands?
Oh, I meant to tell you. We needn't worry about her.
Ain't she going down the drive?
She's going on ahead.
Well?
I guess she's already in Parker City.
Well, that's perfect. Won't have anyone to worry about, sick Butte, huh?
Who's worried about him?
Well, I'd better leave for Parker City right away. Have a talk with the government agent. Jane Martin doesn't know it yet, but when she delivers her mules to the army agent, she delivers her ranch to me.
Noon found the Lone Ranger and Tonto astride their horses. From the top of a small hill, they watched the activity on the Double M Ranch.
There goes the point, Rider.
Ah, sun right overhead. Drive start right on time.
Now, Tonto, we can make our move.
Not good.
You'll have a showdown at the 3W.
Come on, Silver. Come on, Scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto swept down the hill and through the valley to the 3W Ranch. They saw an armed guard standing at a closed gate.
Hold, Peggy.
They didn't slacken the pace. The guard cried a warning and brought his rifle to bear. The masked man's gun barked once.
Oh!
The guard dropped, howling in pain, before the barrier.
Oh, Silver!
Scout and Silver cleared the gate. An instant later, halted at the ranch house.
Silver, hold up.
Bart Wilson was followed by two men as they came from the house.
What's going on? What is that shot?
Bart, look!
Mask!
They'll start here, Tonto.
He's savvy.
Who are you? What do you want?
Easy, Silver.
We came to take the Double M prisoner.
What?
Why,
but
you...
First, we'd better deal with you. Come on, Tonto. Take that one.
You got him? Oh,
no.
Wait.
Have time.
Well, that not take long.
Now, show me where the prisoners are. If we meet anyone else, give them the same as these three.
It was late the following afternoon when Jane Martin entered the office of the government agent in Parker City. Her eyebrows lifted slightly when she saw Slick Watkins in the office.
The agent's greeting was cool.
Good afternoon, Miss Martin.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. If you've got company, I'll come back later.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll stay here and face the music.
Guess you're surprised to see me, huh, Jane?
Nothing you could do would surprise me.
Do you think you could steal my mules and get away with it?
Your mule?
Miss Martin, the charge against you is a serious one. I signed a contract with you in good faith. If you didn't have the mules to fulfill the contract, you should have said so.
The contract is fulfilled. Look out that window and see for yourself.
You delivered the right number of mules, all right. Only they happen to be mine, not yours.
What? That's just about the most local claim I've ever heard.
It shouldn't be hard to prove. The brand will tell the story. Your brand is a double M, isn't it?
Well, sure it is.
Mine is three capital W's tied together.
Yeah, Watkins. My dad told me how you chose that brand. Because it was so easy to run a few lines to make it out of a double M.
There you are, Anderson. What'd I tell you? I told you she'd say that I'd change her brand so that I could claim the mules. Now, didn't I say that?
Yes, you did.
Look, do you object to hearing the truth?
You can't bluff out of it, Jane. I'll prove that the mules are mine.
Yeah? How?
I'll prove it by your own employers. That should settle it, shouldn't it, Anderson? We can call in the men that drove the mules here.
Go ahead. Bring them in. Let me at that window. I'll call them.
I'll open the window for you.
Thanks. Hey. Hey there, Utah.
Yes?
Bring the boys in here.
Right.
They'll be right in. Now, let me ask one thing, Anderson.
Yes?
If you decide that he's telling the truth, do you intend to pay him for the mules instead of me?
If he'll sell them.
As long as they're here, we might as well make a deal.
And you're going to be guided by what the men say.
I'll decide that after I question the men.
I guess they've arrived.
Well, here's the boys, Miss Jane. Is something wrong?
We've just got to straighten something out. That's all, Utah.
What's the matter with you, Watkins?
You and Jane Martin tried to steal my mules.
Fiddlesticks. If they was your mules, they'd have a 3W brand, wouldn't they?
So they have.
Who says so?
I do.
Oh, then your eyes ain't as good as mine. We ain't got a 3W mule in the whole pack. Look out the window. Maybe you can see.
Just a minute. Are you sure you weren't mistaken, Mr. Watkins?
I'm not mistaken. I tell you...
Can you see that nearest mule? The one with ears as big as yours?
One of our mules wears a 4M brand.
4M?
Yes.
But your brand is a double M.
Since when is there a law against owning more than one brand? Watkins used to get a plenty of my dad's livestock by making a 3W brand over the double M. Well, he won't do that to me. I registered my new brand this morning. The 4M. You can't make 3Ws out of that, can you, Watkins?
No, but you can extend my brand to make yours.
All right, then, you sneaking polecat. It was your idea to ask the men that handled the mules. Go on and ask them. There they stand.
But Now, wait.
What's the matter with you, Watkins? Are you ill?
You bet he's ill. He sees that his scheme has misfired. Look here, Anderson. These are my own ranch hands. They were captured by Watkins' gang. Watkins figured to have his own crooks here. He had them all set to back his play.
If you're wondering what happened, Slick, I'll tell you. Some friends of ours cleaned up your ranch and let your prisoners go. Last night, our own boys come to camp and hogtied the crooks. Then they done a little piece of work with the same running irons your men had used.
How about that, boys? And if you've still got any doubts, Anderson, look at the scared expression on that pasty-faced galoot.
Yes, I see.
Well, Watkins, what have you to say? Do you want a running start before I let the men get square for the way you captured them? Or do you want to stick around and carry your argument further?
I think we should call the law.
Forget it. Let her have the money. He needs it more than I do.
Well, there goes one doggone disappointed crook. Well, I guess you proved your point, Miss Martin.
In which case, I'll accept the cash.
It's ready for you. And I must say that I would like to have friends like yours.
Friends like mine?
Your friends who cleaned up the 3W ranch last night.
They were friends of my dad. I sure hope they'll be friends of mine. Especially the masked man.
Janie, they call him the Lone Ranger.
I'll do this!
Thank you.
you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.